Hey sis, have you ever felt like parts of you got lost along the way? You know, buried under the responsibilities, expectations, maybe even some resentment or pain? Well, in this episode, we're talking about what it means to let God breathe life back into the pieces of you that you thought were gone. This isn't about becoming someone new. It's about letting Him restore the woman you already are, the one that He created from the very beginning. If you've been longing to feel whole again, well, sis, this episode is for you. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Welcome back. I hope that this finds you doing well. I hope that you are working on finding your name, reclaiming your voice, showing up in your power, showing up and working on your purpose, doing all those things that we know who has called you to do and to be. But welcome this week. If you are still rocking with me, hey, and if you are new, welcome, welcome, welcome. Go check out the other episodes. This is only episode number 6. So they're really quick and short. So go catch up with us and let me know what you think. Let me know maybe what you're going through, maybe where you might need some help. I would love to jump in and help you, as I am also a life coach and here to inspire and encourage and motivate you on your way as you are unblocking your purpose. All right. So let's get into this episode this week. We are talking about bringing her back, or we are going to let God restore the woman you've buried. And I'm going to keep it pretty light because we beat ourselves up, right? We sit here and we want to be so perfect, or we want to show up for everybody. We want to be everywhere doing all the things, and that we oftentimes forget who we are. And then when we forget something, or something's overlooked, or it doesn't go the way that we planned for it, we will beat ourselves up. And if you're like me, I've had moments in time where I'm like, I can't fix it. This is who I am. I'm just going to survive, and I'm just going to make sure everybody else is good. And we bury it and we bury it and we bury it. And then we wake up one day and we're like, what? Who? How? And we're trying to then start waking back up and coming back to ourselves and our senses, right? It could even be from seeing other people in your life, right? You've seen them, you've been there to support them. You're seeing them come through some stuff on the other side. It could be watching a show. Like, I mean, I love me some Jesus, and I do watch me a little trash TV. Okay, don't judge me. But you know, whether it's watching a show or watching a movie or whatever it is, basically you're being exposed to someone and like seeing someone in their transformation. But something is clicking for you to be like, hey, okay, got it. I have all these titles. I have all these things. Yay, me. But you're starting to be like, there's something more in there. And you might be struggling a little bit. Like, okay, I want to change. I need to change. I want to change, but I don't know how. So then you remain stuck. Get it, been there. For me, becoming her again was me going to therapy. And if you've listened to my episodes, or if you're new and you go back and listen, I'll share it with you now. I have a therapist and she's amazing. She's amazing. And I've been seeing her. Olivia, my oldest, is almost 9. So I've been seeing my therapist probably 8 years now. Seven and a half, going on 8. Because Olivia was probably not even a year old. And I started going to my therapist, and she helped me to kind of start seeing some things. I'm like talking through things. And, as you're talking through and they're asking and they ask you questions, and then you're like, oh, and it starts coming back to mind, right? For those of us that are believers, the Holy Spirit will bring it back. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. I remember glimpses and I remember pieces of her. And then as you're remembering and you're recalling, and you're like, here I am now. And you may even envision who you want to become, and you start trying to figure out how to tie that together. And that's what this is about. How are we bringing her back? Because even though some of us are like, oh no, it's too far gone, no, she's still in there. She is still in there, and she is just waiting for you, current day, to get her to future day. Okay? And that is what we are here to do. And this is just a part of unblocking your purpose, right? Like, we have to know our name, we have to find our voice, we have to get back to like our core of who we are. And in that also, really, for me, yes, therapy was wonderful. Me having my accountability partners to be like, you know what, this is what I want to do, and laying out, a vision board or laying out goals. And they would help keep me honest on that. Hey, Jada, where are you at? And it was helping me to bring her back, having babies and wanting my body back, and like exercising and saying to my husband, hey, I'm gonna need some time to do this, bringing her back. These were goals that I had, and these were, people that helped me. There were certain things that I, mechanisms that I used to get there, but ultimately it was, you know who? The big G. All right. So today's, or this week's, Bible verse is coming out of 1 Peter 5 and 10, and it says, the God of all grace will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. All right, not saying mic drop, but mic drop, because he will and he does. And yes, it is wonderful having the support system. It is wonderful having the mechanisms and the systems in place. Like right now, I'm in a season where I'm like, who are my sitters? Who are the people I trust? Where's my network to get my tribe or get my little people where they need to go? But where are my tribe of people to help me to, to reach those goals? That is important for me. So having my tribe, having my village, having my therapist, having my husband's support, which has made a real big difference, and having my accountability partners. But, the biggest piece is having God to, restore me and makes me strong and sets me and keeps me in a firm foundation, so that when the winds are blowing, when the rain is coming down, when the world is crazy, because we know that the world is crazy, that I am steadfast and I am strong and I'm firm, because I know who has me. Because guess what? Even if all of those people and all of those things happen to fall to the wayside, or if I get in my mind for some reason and I'm like, maybe I'm turning in, maybe it's getting to be too overwhelming, guess who is always there? He is always there. God will make it where you can show up and continue to be your best. He will show you and recall and help you to remember who you are. He will help you remember your name. He will help you to remember your talents and your gifts and, everything that he's poured into you for you to show up in this life. He will be there to hold you and to hug you and to encourage you. And he will be there also to help you out when you get in trouble, just like we do our babies, right? We are not sparing the rods around here, but he will do it in a loving way. And so when we are bringing her back, what does that mean for you? Who is she? Sit with that this week. That's what you need. Who is she? And not only that, who do you want her to become? Because maybe who she was isn't who she is or who she will become. But maybe that will allow you to say, you know what? Yes, I want to keep these things. Yes, I want to make sure that my core, goals and my core, not my goals, but my to my core, who I am, my ideals and my morals and all of that, that's going to be constant, right? That stays the same. But you might be like, you know what though, as I move forward, this is how I want to show up. This is how I want to be. This, when people look at me, I want them to see whatever that may be. And so that gives us the room to grow. That gives us the ability to continue to stretch. That gives us the ability and the opportunity to trust and have faith, even when it's not looking how we thought it was going to look, but knowing that we're still going to end up where He wants us to be and where we desire to be, because those desires, as we talked last week, are in our heart from Him. So it gives us these opportunities to live in these ways so that we're bringing her to the forefront, that people are able to look and say, "Ooh, I want to be like her. I wonder how she got there. I wonder what allowed her to be so bold, to be so brave, and to come out here and do this." And then we share it, right? Because, you know, gatekeeping, we're not here to keep anything from anybody, but the way in which we live, the way in which we, you know, show up, the ways in which we react. And let me tell y'all, I'm still working on it, because as much as I love me some Jesus, I am still in this flesh. Okay, so I too will have my moments, but I want to every day find ways to be a little bit better than I was yesterday. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Maybe I'm going to be super busy running with the kids and I'm just surviving that day. And guess what? That's okay, because by the grace of God, I will have another opportunity to get it right tomorrow. To make another step tomorrow, so that I am showing up and becoming who I want to be, who I desire to be, and who He needs me to be, so that I can continue to do the work here for the ultimate future. You know what I mean? So when we are talking about becoming her, we want to really allow God to restore us, to restore, you know, who we've lost along the way, and not even on purpose. And I'm not saying it's on purpose. I'm not saying it's intentional. I'm just saying one day you look up and you're living life and then you're like, okay, something's still missing. And we need for Him to help us to go back and get it. Because yes, we can try it on our own, but you know how it is. In our own vein and our own works, it's not going to be as great as if we let Him restore us. And so that may be, you know, getting into your Bible more. And that may be getting some more physical exercise so that you can clear your mind. That may be getting around with your girlfriends and saying, hey, we having a mom's night out and we're going to make it work. It could be, this is something that I have worked on and I'm continuing to work on. It may be, I'm going to have a staycation once a quarter where I can go and just unwind so that I can tap into Him fully, no distractions, and continue to walk in the purpose that He has for me. Maybe it is reconnecting with your husband, you know, so that you can remember and continue to build together, which is something else that he and I, my husband and I, are working on. Maybe it's taking just time to do nothing. Because if you're like me, you were going, going, going all the time. And maybe it's just a timeout so that you can refuel, refill, recharge, and come back stronger. But find whatever that is for you, so that you can bring her back better and stronger and more graceful, more peaceful, in a way that people look and say, I want to be more like her. And it starts by allowing God to help us to restore the woman that we've buried, and also helping us to recover the woman that we're becoming, so that we can be her in all sense of the word. And let me tell you this. Don't take this as like, oh, how you're being now or where you're at now is wrong or it's bad. It's not. I think that there is something for every season that we go through, whether we understand it or we don't. There's something that we are gaining along the way. So don't think that if right now you're just in this season of chaos, because we have all been there, and I'm pretty sure we're going to be there again, because life be lifing. Okay. So don't think that, oh, I'm not what Jada is saying, and I'm not saying, don't hear what I'm not saying. I love that. I've heard people say that and I love that. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I am saying that while you're here, if you're in this season, just think about who you want to become and who you've maybe buried and kind of lost on the way. And let's get to unblocking the purpose of her, of you, to be who you've been called to be. That is what I'm saying. And I want us to work on that together. So let me know what you're going to do as you move forward and become her again. All right. I will see y'all next week. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.